From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Trippin' Roots. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on climbing. See, you're beside them. Won't you put your guns away? Plant your flag and state your ground. Then you surely will have found your way. Someday, it's your fault or my fault, it ain't gonna matter anyway. Well, someday, well, someday, no, well, it's not gonna matter anyway. I see you smiling, that joyful lonesome grin. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on fighting till you're beside them. Oh, they'll never let you win. I said they'll never let you win. You're never gonna win. So ask yourself now, the world someday, someday. Sure, fall to my fault, it ain't gonna matter anyway. Someday, well, someday, no, well, it's not gonna matter anyway. Gonna matter anyway. Well, someday, someday, no, it's not gonna matter anyway. Oh no, it won't. No.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company, and their master craftsman Mike Menkel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 551st live performance. Right. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great music with Trippin' Roots. Trippin' Roots is the sound of Evan Curran, Zach Day, and Aaron White. Their music is a melting pot of original material with influences that Evan and Zach have picked up over the years, a sort of roots rock folk salad. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Trippin' Roots.
Up, I'm not feeling so hard. I think that I could use a shot of the good stuff, not the bad that's in my head. Got a place to go but no one to see, a nice spot under that willow tree. I sit here and watch him weep for me. Cause the day goes by without you here, and I think I'll grab a nice cold beer. Try to forget about you till tomorrow. The day goes by while I sit around and wonder why. Spend all night just wondering if you miss me. Wake up to whiskey. I know it ain't fair. Of the demon that I've been facing. Understand that it gets harder when every day you're racing to the finish line of a better life without me by your side. You should know that I'll learn to grow. It might just take some time. Cause the day goes by without you here, and I think I'll grab an ice cold beer. Try to forget about you till tomorrow. Just wondering if you miss me. Wake up to here, and I think I'm grabbing a nice cold beer. Try to forget about you till tomorrow. The day goes by while I sit around and wonder why. I spend all night just wondering if you miss me. Took enough time, I thought you'd forget me. Yeah. Spend the night and I'm wondering if you miss me. And wake up to whiskey. Yeah, wake up to whiskey. Wake up to whiskey.
We're going to learn more about this fantastic group, Trippin' Roots, and here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with them to learn more about what they do.
Thanks, Renee. Hey, it's going great. You guys are, you know, pulling off a big sound with three instruments and, you know, acoustic. And Aaron's playing an electric bass here, but it's just a great sound, so way to go. Neat stuff. Why don't we begin with just the story of how this config of players happened to come together, and then we'll dig back to sort of where each of you comes from individually.
Yeah, it really started when I was playing solo at Ricardo's. My wife's uncle had built a cajon as a Christmas present. And he was actually still messing with fiddle a little bit, and we'd been jamming guitars together, just acoustic, and it's like, man, he would just come down one Tuesday when I was playing, and he kind of sat in. I did most of the set, and then he sat in, I think, for like 30 minutes or so, right? Was it that?
So I have no idea.
I don't know. I was like, man, I got this cajon, and you've never seen one or played one, but sit down and see what can happen. And he was a carpenter forever, so his hands were rough and ready for it. So
you got to have hands rough and ready to play that instrument.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, especially this one. Yeah, go ahead.
This one's just a quarter-inch piece of plywood on the front. Not nearly as forgiving as the ones that you would buy at the store.
Do you mod the cajon, or do you just take it as it comes from the store?
Say this one was homemade.
Oh,
so this one didn't come from us. That's why it's got quarter-inch plywood on the
front. Okay, did you actually build that?
No, his fiancée at the time's uncle had built it for him for Christmas.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I don't know, went right over my head. So is there anything really specific about the way that those are built? It doesn't just sound like you're slapping a piece of wood. There's got to be more to the construction of it than just a four sides and a top
and bottom.
There's
a hole in the back of this one.
Okay.
And I believe most of them, even maybe all of them. And I know that the front is actually attached to the sides and bottom. I guess that allows it to reverberate better.
Uh-huh.
And then occasionally they have snares on them. It's not a whole lot going on, really.
Yeah, this one is a snareless cajon. Snareless cajon.
It's actually got an imperfection in the top right corner that I use as the snare.
Yeah. Still call it an imperfection, even though it's become an important part of your sound?
It's a perfect imperfection.
Yeah.
Gonna walk straight down the river. Gonna have myself some fun. Got a message to deliver. Gonna send it to the sun. Oh, but the devil can't take me. I'm a believer. Jesus ain't taking my soul neither. Travel down to Mississippi. Well, I'll settle in the rebel south. I've had my fill of Kentucky. I've had my fill of myself. Oh, but when they call my number, I'll be standing in line with my feet down flat and my head held high. If I give myself to you, would you put me in your back pocket? Holding my breath till I turn blue. Oh no, you can't outrun these stubborn lungs, no. Can bet I beg to differ. If today my time has come, there ain't enough ice to make me shiver, no. There ain't enough fire to make me run. But I say the devil can't take me, I'm a believer. But Jesus ain't taking my soul neither, no. If I give myself to you, would you put me in your back pocket? Holding my breath till I turn blue. Oh no, you can't outrun these stubborn lungs.
till I turn blue. Hold my breath till I turn blue. Oh, hold my breath till I turn blue.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Did you learn to play that instrument just like he said, just by sitting down at it?
I'm pretty sure I've put like 15 minutes into this thing, not in front of people, like at bars and stuff. But I was a percussionist like originally, drums. So I at least knew like a little bit about like drum theory and such. That knowledge has dwindled, but I can still move my hands rhythmically. You know?
Yeah, right. So aside from just being rhythmic, what are some drum techniques and style that you actually put into that instrument? I'm breaking it down. Yeah, people who are listening are kind of going, wow, look at that cool sound.
For the bass notes, which are lower towards the middle, yeah, I kind of try to slice into it instead of just...
Yeah.
It kind of deadens the note, and then up here, kind of use my fingertips towards the top middle, which would be like ghost notes in drummer terms, just light little pitter-patter in the background to fill space. Then up in the top corner where I was talking about the perfect imperfection, it would kind of depends on dynamically how I'm attacking it. Sometimes, you know, if it's like a chorus or a really powerful part, I'll like karate chop type hand going on and kind of, you know, slap it hard. And other times I'll like, for a less powerful, more settled sound, I'll spread my fingers apart and then
It
almost makes it like a one-handed
flam. Like a flam, right?
Yeah.
I've been out too late again. Another long night with my friends. The sunrise starts to come around. I try to pick myself up off the ground. But it's too late to know, too late to go home. It's too late to call, too late for her to answer the phone. Maybe tomorrow she'll open her door. But it's too late to know, too late to go. Oh. Running round like this has been more than I bargained for, more money than I can't spend. Well, I know how bad she wants me there. Another shot of whiskey, will I forget to care? It's too late to know, too late to go home. Too late to call, too late for her to answer the phone. Maybe tomorrow she'll open her door. But it's too late to know, too late to go. She can have her way with anyone but me. I'm too stubborn, I know just where I wanna be. It's all about my time, it's all about my clock. Well, it makes me feel right, but I don't know when to stop. And it's too late to go, too late to go home. It's too late to call, too late for her to answer the phone. 6 o'clock, I'm too drunk and too stoned. And it's too late to know, too late to go. Oh, it's too late to go, too late to go. It's too late to call, too late for her to answer. 6 o'clock.
clock. I'm too drunk and too stoned. But it's too late to know, too late to go. Oh, oh,
thank you.
Let's talk some more about then the evolution of the band. Yeah, Aaron's playing bass, and he's also, if you heard some of the highest of the harmonies.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So you have an older brother?
He's a younger brother, just a year. Yeah,
okay.
Just a year younger. You know, just being a year younger and stuff, you know. He's actually Evan's age. Yeah, growing up and stuff, he got in the drum, you know, band in school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got him the drum set. My dad got me a guitar. Then we made our own little band and stuff.
Yeah.
The White Boys.
Yeah, we lived in the same neighborhood as well. I was like 200 yards from their house. So I would just walk over to their house. Yeah, I remember the Christmas where they got their first guitar and amp and drum set together.
And
that was like Christmas to me as well. Yeah. So I just like ran over. I was like, I got to see what they got. And yeah, had a full drum set and jamming out AC/DC in the living room. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, do I understand it right then that you all sometimes then play as a foursome?
Yeah, we do when we have like a, I don't know, bigger shows and stuff like that. We kind of wanted to keep this more of acoustic, you know, driven for this one, this particular one. But when we play like up in Louisville and stuff like that, we'll have my brother play drums, and then Zach actually plays guitar.
Sway. I'll open up my window and let the sunshine light up your gown. The moon is gone for good. Yeah. I took a walk down the road that we first talked. Remember standing here, or is it not so clear? I kept on going, walked 10 miles before I noticed path we took before. Can't recall it anymore. And the crowd reveled in bursts of laughter as we were chasing after a dream they couldn't see. Dreams don't usually surround us. Shine, light up your gown. The moon is gone for good. So wait one more time. So wait. Town sang and danced down on Main Street as we steadied our feet. Oh, we couldn't see what was going on around us. Oh, around us.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Aiky with Ray Adams.
You're like a song I can't get out of my head. Repeat the same things, same lines that you said a million times to me. I'm sure that I'm not the only one who falls for you when you smile. Then you pull me close and I should turn away, but I melt into your words, your eyes. When you touch my face and I should fight it a little more, but I can't find the strength, so I'll just keep on letting you do to me what you do to me. When you touch me, my body's on fire. You take my breath away. It's easy, it's fun for you, and I wonder if I'll ever have that same effect on you. One day you might fall for me. Then you'll pull me close and I should turn away, but I melt into your words, your eyes. When you touch my face and I should fight it a little more, but I can't find the strength, so I'll just keep on letting you do to me what you do to me. Turn away, but I melt into your words, your eyes. When you touch my face and I should fight it a little more, but I can't find the strength, so I'll just keep on letting you do to me what you do to me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Trippin' Roots, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.